The following is a class on the topic Srila Prabhupada's Mercy on Us, given by His Holiness Kratudas Ji Maharaj.
So Lord Shiva, Krishna and Durga. So actually, ultimately, it is one. Eko Brahma, Dvitiyo Nasti. Everything is one and that is Krishna. There is nothing other than Krishna. So that Krishna, he had desire to enjoy. And in order to enjoy, there has to be two or more. So then, ekoham bhavishyam. I want to expand. So then, he expanded himself with the idea that I will enjoy. And whomever I expand into, they will also enjoy. But it so happened that some jivas, some entity, living entity, they originally, not they become adverse afterwards. It so happened that some jivas accepted Krishna to enjoy with him, and Krishna can enjoy them. And some jivas, they rebellious. Right from, it is time immemorial. Not that it has a beginning. It doesn't have a beginning. Both or all three, jiva, maya and Krishna, they all eternal. They don't have any beginning. So, in order to enjoy, Krishna expanded. I don't want to go so much detail how Radharani and Balaram and Chaturvyuha and Sankarsan from that Sankarsan first quadruple expansion, second quadruple, unlimited quadruple expansion, and that Lord Shiva, he in spiritual world as a Sadashiva, Swamsa, Krishna's Swamsa. In other words, they are all Krishna's original forms in Vaikuntha Lokas and Golokundam and Avataras. So Sadashiva is also one of them in spiritual world. Vishnu, you can call him almost Vishnu. 400 form of Lord Shiva in spiritual world in Kailas. Above Brahma Jyoti. So that Sadashiva, when these rebellious souls, rebellious means they will suffer forever because they are rebellious. Not that Krishna would make them suffer, or Krishna would desire to make them suffer because they are adverse to him. But it's very natural. A child who is rebellious to parents, natural. That child is going to suffer. No education, no food, no shelter, no clothing. Or else if he has, then he has to work hard. And that is also suffering. So Krishna doesn't want that any soul suffers. But rebellious. So then naturally they will be in darkness, maya. And they want to enjoy maya, enjoy their senses, enjoy themselves. Without Krishna. So then without Krishna makes it maya. Anything that is disconnected from Krishna is maya. So because these souls were rebellious, disconnected in maya, so Krishna had to produce material world so that they can enjoy their own sense gratification to fulfill their desire to enjoy like Krishna. So this inferior jagat had to be created for this rebellious soul so that they can, their desire is maya, jad, because it's not with Krishna, separated. So their desire and desire is maya, so he has to produce everything for this soul, maya. Maya means earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. Their desire is also Maya. So Krishna is being very, very sharp. Of course he doesn't do all this Maya's business by himself, that is God. King doesn't go out and rescue the thief and put him into jail. He just orders police force or agency. So Krishna has no, he has only one work to do, one thing to do, and that is to enjoy with his devotees, pure devotees, Rasik Shekhar Krishna, Param Karun. Rasik Shekhar. He is Ras, he is transcendental mellow, he is Ananda. And he has nothing to do all this with this creation, annihilation, and maintenance and everything. Most of you know how he expands himself. So expansions, many expansions down the road, material world, he expanded himself into Lord Shiva. Sadashiva, his expansion Shiva, and then 12 Rudras, and so forth, for annihilating this material world. So that is Shiva. And then Radharani, Krishna's left side, he expanded himself into Radharani. Then he expanded himself into Radharani. And Radharani, you know, the Radharani and Krishna is one. No difference. Same thing, Balaram and Krishna is one. Except color and dress and stuff. So he expanded into Radharani for enjoying. And that Radharani expanded into Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. Same Radharani expanded into Parvati in Kailas. And same Radharani expanded herself into Durga, in Jad Jagat, Durga Devi. And that Durga Devi is a wife of Lord Shiva. And that Durga Devi's function is to reform the rebellious soul. Vimuk, Unmuk. So the souls are rebellious. So by giving them dukkha, giving them pains and the trident, she is trying to reform this living entity so that they can enjoy. So that their suffering can end. It is not that she is trying to make them distressful because they are rebellious. No. She is trying to reform them so that they can become unmuk to Krishna. They can turn their face to Krishna. And immediately there is spiritual happiness. So this is what Durga is doing. She is trying to reform living entities in material world through three modes of material nature. Devi esha gunamai mama maya dhrityaya mame vaye prapadyante maya mitam tarantiti. So this is Durga Devi. And Lord Shiva, unlimited Lord Shiva. Just like Krishna also expands into unlimited. So Lord Shiva, as many universes are there, material universes, that many expansion of Lord Shiva's are there. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. You know, in each and every universes, there is Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, according to the size of the number of heads of Lord Brahma, that much bigger universe. So, all these material universes, there is Lord Shiva. And his function is to annihilate. And then, again creation takes place. Annihilation, bhukta, bhukta, paliyate. So, living entity can get reform. And that reform means turn their face towards Krishna and at the end they can contact contact sadhu shastra kripaye adi krishna unmukh hoy sei jeev nistare maya tahar chulay. By the mercy of saintly devotees, Vaishnavas, and Shastra, Gita and Bhagavat, if some living entity can come in contact with sadhu or scripture, and by their mercy, they get the seed, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Pitapipaya Bhakti Lata Beach. They can get this seed. Lord Shiva. Who is Lord Shiva? Then one understanding is that he is Krishna, almost Krishna. Another understanding is Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu, nimna gatham yatha ganga, devanam yachuto yatha, or Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu, and purana idam tatha. Puran in Puran, 18 Purans, Bhagavat Puran is the best. Vaishnav, Lord Shiva is the best, topmost, first, number one. And the rivers which are flowing downwards, Ganga is best. And in gods, and demigods and Deva, Nam Achyuto, Yachyut, Krishna. Vishnu is the best. So Lord Shiva is exalted topmost Vaishnava. And he is saying that to Parvati, Mother Durga, that Aradhanam Api Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Tasmat Parataram Devi, Tadiyanam Samacharam. Out of all worship, the worship of Lord Vishnu, Krishna is topmost. And better than that worship, higher than Krishna's worship, is worshipping his devotees. Tvadiya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Tvadiya refers to four things. Tulsi Maharani, Ganga Devi, Jamuna, Varsan Bhagavat, and Book Bhagavat. So this is, Tvadiya means dear, very dear to Krishna. So these four things are very dear to Krishna. Better worship, higher worship than Krishna's worship is worshipping Varsan Bhagavat, Bhup Bhagavat, Tulsi Maharani and Jamuna Ganga Devi. Tvadiyanam Samacharam. So, if you look at this angle, Lord Shiva is that pure exalted Vaishnava, Tvadiya, and he should be, and all demigods, they should be given respect. Just like Krishna is our Lord and Master. So, Lord Shiva, we respect him. Not only that, but we worship him because he is pure exalted Vaishnava. And so as demigods, we don't negate, but just like a wife. Wife is very devoted to her husband and ekantik, sati. She is, you know, but she has brother-in-law and father-in-law and so many other. So she is respecting, even worship sometimes more than her husband to father-in-law or other exalted personalities, but her bhakti or ekantik bhakti or her devotion is unparalleled, not equal to her husband, anybody else. She is very much devoted to her husband, more than father-in-law or brother-in-law. But she respects and even worships her father-in-law, exalted position. So like that, we respect Lord Shiva and his topmost Vaishnava. We, you know, so that's how we have to see him. Durga Devi, she is also pure Vaishnavi and she is the pure servant of Krishna. and thankless task to reform the condition, the rebellious living entity, thankless task. And the reformation is bringing the lost living entity back to Krishna. So we respect her that way. But our devotion is Krishna. Because that is his unique position, than Lord Shiva, Durga, all other demigods. Krishna is a source of everything. Like I started, everything is Krishna. There is nothing except Krishna before creation and after annihilation. Everything is one, and that is Krishna. Everything is one, that doesn't make us monist, monism. Vaishnava emphasize difference, that Krishna is everything, but everything is not Krishna. Krishna is everything. Om Purnamada Purnamada. Krishna is everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Krishna is everything. Sarva Karana Karana. But everything is not God. Everything is not Krishna. So Vaishnava, they emphasize this different last sentence. But everything is not God. Monist, they say everything is God. But we don't stop there. We say, God is everything. But everything is not God. That is Vaishnava. So, let's talk about Prabhupada a little. So, Prabhupada is a Sakta Veshavatar for this day and age in Kali Yuga. Sakta Veshavatar means an empowered soul who was empowered by Lord Krishna to execute particular task. So, Srila Prabhupada was empowered by Lord Krishna to preach all over the globe the topmost form of pure bhakti, topmost. There are other empowered devotees of Krishna who has preached bhakti cult, but Srila Prabhupada gave the topmost to the whole world, total. And Krishna worked through him to preach the highest form of devotional service. Meaning that he hold his hand and write all these books, how one should worship Krishna, become devotee of Krishna. He established temples in every nook and corner of the world. He made devotees all over the world, every color, every walks of life, from North Pole to South Pole and around the globe. He established Gurukula, he established self-sufficient armed communities, he established nice, beautiful festivals such as Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, Janmashtami, Ram Navami. The biggest contribution is that he produced very many pure devotees, very many, not just one or 100 or 500, many, many pure devotees he produced. Just like Vyasadeva, after Vyasadeva, he gave different Puran and Vedas and to his disciples, many disciples. So Srila Prabhupada has created many, many pure devotees. And not only that, but he has single-handedly done this translation of Back to Godhead magazine back in Vrindavan, before coming to here even, and single-handedly distribute. At the age of 70, he came to the West. And on the way, he had a massive, two continuous heart attack. And anybody would take U-turn. No doctor, no hospital, no medicine. And in the ship, steam ship, a massive heart attack. And he was Krishna conscious. He was praying to Krishna. But he was determined. To spread Krishna consciousness. So, no other acharya in history has done what he has done. And that's why all the saints who assemble in Vrindavan after his disappearance, they proclaim unanimously all these many, many, many saints, sadhus and Vaishnava, they unanimously proclaim that he is the incarnation of Satyavishvata to spread Krishna's bhakti in the topmost form, purest form, and topmost form. It was hidden after Lord Chaitanya to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. It was even Chaitanya cult was also little shy. But they, you know, to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta, they bring it out and Prabhupada take it all over the world. So it is such a thankless task and nobody thank him, his god brother, what to talk about anybody else. Thankless. So this is Prabhupada and he will remain the instructing spiritual master. In other words, initiating guru, diksha and siksha. So he will give siksha to whole world for coming 10,000 years, for up to 10,000 years to come. He will, through his books, through his lectures, so many lectures, 2,000 recorded lectures, and 100 books, nice books, single-handedly wrote. If you have to write one book, it is so, you know, and here is his writing in a big, big volume, and it's empowerment. Krishna empowerment. These books are the laws for law book for coming 10,000 years. Why 10,000 years? Because this 10,000 years where human beings will be little sane, and after then it will be insanity. Nobody will understand anything. Anything. Religion, there won't be any religion even. 10,000 years the max it will go, Kali Yuga. Religion-wise, it will last 432,000 years minus 5 or 6,000, whatever. So it is beginning, Prathama Charane, Kali Yuga in the beginning. So this is Prabhupada's contribution. And this is Prabhupada's greatness. And his legacy will continue forever. So there is very nice book. If you like to know more about Srila Prabhupada, then Srila Satswarup Maharaj, he wrote a book called Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita in 4 or 5 volumes. And if you don't have much time, then at least please read a brief edition, one book, small little paperback book, Srila Prabhupada. Everything is stated in there. So let me catch up with the other subject. Important of holy name. Very important. And that's what Prabhupada is about, bringing holy name to all over world. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hilaja janma sarthak karikaru parupkar nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoive mora naam. Lord Chaitanya prediction, prophecy that in each and every town on the globe my name will be heard and sing. Lord Chaitanya. So it was not coming to truth until Srila Prabhupada endeavor at the age of 70. In advanced age, he tried to spread the holy name. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru, he told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Harera Nama, Harera Nama, Harera Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. 9 times, no other way than the holy name of Krishna. Hari, Krishna. So in the Kali Yuga, there is no other way to attain pure love of Krishna than chanting the holy name. In Atharvaveda, Kaliya Santrana Upanishad, there is a conversation between Narada Muni and Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma is spiritual master, Narada Muni is inquiring from him. He says to Lord Brahma, his spiritual master, Kim Kali Tarishyati, how I can cross over the ill effects of Kali Yuga. So, Saha Uvacha Hiranya Garbha. Brahma, he said thus. He said, Iti Soda Sakas Namnam Kali Kalmasa Nasanam Nataha Paratra Upaya Sarva Vedeshu Drashyate. Lord Brahma says, after looking into all the Vedas, all that I could find is these 16 names of Lord must be chanted in order to attain the topmost goal of our life, which is Krishna Prem. Narada Puna Prapachya. Narada Muni again inquired, Kim Namiti, what are those names? So Brahma, he said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These 16 names should be chanted. Then Narada Muni again inquired, Kasya Vidiriti, what are the rules and regulations? Nasya Vidiriti, Suchirva, Asuchirva, Sarva Vastasu, Sarvada. There are no rules, hard and fast rules and regulations for chanting these holy names. If you are Suchi, pure, impure, Asuchirva, Sarva Vastasu Datupi. And you have passed through any circumstances, dirty place or filthy place, or it has no rules and regulations. Suchirva, Suchirva, Sarva Vastasu, Sarvada. What are the benefit? Lord Brahma says that everybody will get dharma, artha, kama or moksha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Pancham Purushart, Prema Pumartho Mahan, that one will attain pure love of Krishna through chanting the holy name, the 16 names of Krishna. So, this is Kali Yuga, and Pratham Charan means beginning, and so this is Kali Yuga, and right in the beginning of Bhagavatam, very beginning, first 10 sloka of first chapter, it is described the status, the stage of living entity. It says, Kalo asmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadruta. That in the age of Kali Yuga, the human beings will be very unfortunate. Manda bhagya upadruta, rogis, they will have a short duration, and even within life, they will be very sickly, very implicated by disease. Manda, sumanda matayo. And they will be retarded in intelligence. They will be... So, Suta Goswami sees this. So, manda, sumanda matayo. Manda mati. Mati means intelligence. So, buddhi. Manda mati means buddhu. Mandamati means buddhu, very less kind of intelligence, no intelligence. Su, and su means buddhu ka bap. Buddhu, buddhu ka bap. They have no intelligence. They are, that human beings will be father of stupid. They won't be only stupid, but they will be father of a stupid. Mandamati, buddhi, mandamati means slow in intelligence, retarded, and then su added in the front makes it even more preface, right? So that makes it even more severe, buddhu, superlative buddhu. And it is true, it is true. It is, nobody wants to accept this, but in Satyug, Sruti and Smriti, the whole Vedic literature was told by Guru to disciple, and immediately they memorize whole Vedic literature. Right now, if you have to memorize one name of one person, yes, and then after a few minutes it's gone. So, this kind of intelligence and this kind of life in case of Kali Yuga. So there won't be any another process will work. Krishna says, Namam Sadayati Yoga Sankhyam Dharmam Uddhava Na Swadhyay Tapastyago Yatha Mama Bhaktir Urjita. No other process will work. Sannyas, Yoga, Sankhya Yoga, Swadhyay, studying all Vedic literature, no process will work. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Sankhya Yoga, Sahaja Yoga, any yoga, no yoga will work. Only mama bhakti urjita. Bhakti, my bhakti. That urjita means urjita bhakti. Krishna's bhakti, pure bhakti. That will please Krishna. No other process. So bhakti starts with adav. Sevan mukhe jivha adav. Adav, suruvat, beginning. With tongue and mouth. And how you can engage these two organs, mouth and tongue? Speaking and eating. Eating Krishna Prasad, speaking Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
So, this is the process in this day and age when we are in these conditions. Manda, Sumandu Matayo, Manda Bhagya, Upadruta. And the next sloka, two, three sloka down, Sutta Goswami says, for these people in the age of Kali Yuga, what is the process? Crystal clearly mentions that apanda sam sritim goram yat nama vivasho grana tato sadhyo vimucheta yat vibheti swayam bhayam. That apanna samsritim guram, in this day and age, I have been trapped. Apanna samsritim guram. Very fearful condition of samsriti, janma mrityu jara vyadi. This pain, this distresses. So I have somehow or other come into this material world and implicated by birth, death, old age and disease. Apanna samsritim guram yatnam vivashograna. And if somebody can take the holy name, vivasho, vivasta means knowingly, unknowingly, abruptly, in any form, if somebody can take the holy name, vivashograna, tato sadhyo vimuchit. Sadhyo, immediately, he will become liberated, vimuchit. Yat vibheti swayam bhayam. And swayam bhai, fear personified, is even fearful of holy name. So holy name is so powerful in this day and age. And this is the process. Srila Prabhupada gave us process. Other acharyas, they give so many other processes. But Srila Prabhupada gave us simple but sublime, topmost, simple and sublime process. Chanting holy name and hearing holy name. And in that Hare Krishna mantra, we are praying to Radharani, my dear Radharani, please give me transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna. So, this is a process given by Srila Prabhupada for this day and age. This is the importance of holy name, that no other process will work, because manda asamanda matayo manda bhagya upadrita. No other process will work. If you want to meditate how many minutes, you can try. And acharyas, many acharyas, even today, meditation and vrat and puja and havan, and so many process, but simple and sublime process. So this is what Prabhupada's contribution is, Saktavish Avatar, to the world at large, that he bring the process to the world. He gave process to the world, which is simple and sublime. Very simple and sublime. So this holy name should be chanted. And the rule was 64 rounds. Mala, Hare Krishna, Mahamantra is Mala. And then in New York, the devotees, they couldn't do it. They came back next day. Prabhupada, impossible. After Diksha, they came back. And then Prabhupada says, okay, 32. Few days later, they came back again. After Diksha, they said, Prabhupada, this is impossible. Then Prabhupada says, okay, 16 and no less. 16 and no less. He gave a process. And then he wrote down with his own hand the four regular principles, and everybody should chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra. So he gave us process. So this is the importance of the holy name, that no other process will work as effective as chanting the holy name. Other processes are also good, but it is not for this day and age. And it is not for us, because we are in Kali Yuga. Mandasu Mandamatayu. And this Kali Yuga is the age of hypocrisy and quarrel. Quarrel and hypocrisy and competition and tension and depression, deadlines. And so how are you going to meditate? How are you going to havan om swaha? And how are you going to do tap and Swadhyaya and studying and literature? Impossible. Why? Because manda sumanda matayu. So simple process. What is the simple process? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this is the importance of the holy name. That if we want to reawaken our pure love for Krishna, if we want to go back to home, back to Godhead, then an intelligent person, Sumedasha, he will worship through chanting the holy name. Krishna Varnam Tushyam Krishna Sangupangastha Parsadam Yajnai Sankirtan Prior Yajanta Sumedasha Sumeda Buddhishala. Those who are intelligent, they will worship the Lord in this day and age mainly through chanting the holy name of the Lord. Krishna Varnam Tushyam Krishna Sangupangastha Parsadam Yajnai Sankirtan Prior. Prior means mainly, mukhyata, mainly. You will worship the Lord through chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna Mantra. So, 16 mala a day. So, who wants to have a pure love of Krishna? Who wants to have love, pure love of Krishna? Then you have to chant 16 rounds. Who will chant 16 rounds? Please, raise your hand. Who will chant 16 rounds? No love, no prem? You don't want? 16, we can. Wonderful. You have to, no one or no 10. 16. You have to start with 16. That's a minimum. Prabhupada says minimum. No less. Okay, so let me, this holy name and Prabhupada, these are subjects. We can go on and on for, you know, 10 hours of talk for more than a year. We keep talking and talking. It's very, but you can ask question afterwards. Can you change guru in Hindi? Yes. I'll say in English first and then Hindi. You can change your guru, but if you don't have Vaishnavi Diksha, Vaishnav Mantra and Vaishnav Guru in a parampara. And even if you have Vaishnav Guru and Vaishnav Mantra, still you can change if you like to, but without offending previous acharyas and by taking his consent. You can do that. But if your Vartaman Guru is in good standing and he can give you that Divya Gyan, if he can enliven you, give you inspiration, then there is no need of changing Guru. So one should not change in that sense. But in order to go from lower level to higher level in devotion, then you need that teacher who can teach you at that level. Just like in a school, we change the teacher without rejecting the previous teacher or without offending the previous teacher. Otherwise, Vaishnava Prab and you are finished. So we have to be very careful even in changing. Even if he is so-called guru, we have to be very, very careful not to offend even so-called guru. Because Guru Tattva is very, very high, you know, highly placed by Lord Himself. So, Hindi mein, Mataji, Guru change kar sakte hain, agar hame higher siksha aur divya gyan chahiye hame, to agar Vaishnav Guru nahi hai, previous Guru, pehle ke Guru Vaishnav nahi hai, और वैष्णव मंत्र नहीं मिला तो कर ही सकते हो. देन यू कैन डेफिनेटली डू बाय उनको उनका अपराध करने के बिना हम चेंज कर सकते हैं गुरु. एंड अगर वैष्णव गुरु है और उनसे शिक्षा दिव्य ज्ञान नहीं मिला, खाली कान फूकवा लिया और मंत्र कान में फूक लिया, गुरु गुरु के रास्ते दक्षिणा मिल गए और आपके रास्ते और नो दिव्य ज्ञान. दीक्षा का अर्थ है दिव्य ज्ञानम ततो दद्यात् पुर्यत् पापस्य संशयम् इति दीक्षेति सा प्रोक्ता देशिकै तत्व को विदई. दीक्षा का अर्थ है दिव्य ज्ञान हृदय प्रकाशितो, ये दीक्षा है. दिव्य ज्ञानम ततो दद्यात् गुरु हमें दिव्य ज्ञान देते हैं और साथ में क्या करते हैं, पाप का क्षय करते हैं. पाप नल एंड वॉइड, पाप का क्षय करते हैं. तो यस, हायर भक्ति में आगे बढ़ने के लिए हमें गुरु अगर चेंज करना पड़े तो पहले गुरु जो थे उनका अपराध करने के बिना उनकी अनुमति लेके, अगर वो अर्थ प्लेनेट में नहीं है तो उनका प्रणाम से अनुमति लेके, जो दूसरे गुरु हैं जो आपको दिव्य ज्ञान और पाप क्षय जो कर सके, तो उनके पास उनको उनके पास दीक्षा ले सके. लेकिन ध्यान में रखना है हमें कि चाहे वो वैष्णव गुरु हो कि कोई भी गुरु हो, उनका अपराध करने के बिना अपराध नहीं करना चाहिए. तो ये है, कोई सवाल हो तो आप बाद में आप कर सकते. तो संप्रदाय टॉप देर आर ओनली वैष्णव संप्रदाय, देर इज नो अदर संप्रदाय. एंड अदर संप्रदाय दे आर सो कॉल्ड संप्रदाय. संप्रदाय इज वन एंड दैट इज कृष्णा संप्रदाय, दुर्गा देमीगॉड संप्रदाय, आचार्य संप्रदाय, सब संप्रदाय एक संप्रदाय, और वो कृष्ण संप्रदाय बस, और कोई संप्रदाय नहीं है, एक ही संप्रदाय. शंकराचार्य का संप्रदाय, रामानुजाचार्य का संप्रदाय, नो, एक संप्रदाय कृष्ण, कृष्ण का संप्रदाय. हाउ टू सरेंडर टू कृष्णास डिजायर. सो श्रील रूप गोस्वामी एंड भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इज डिस्क्राइबिंग six kind of surrender, saranagati, sarvavidha saranagati. So how to surrender, then this is how you can surrender. Anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam, raksa iti vishvasho, गोपृत्वे वर्णम तथा आत्मनिक्षेप काल्पण्ये सड़विदा शरणागति. दीज आर दी सिक्स काइंड ऑफ सरेंडर. सो फर्स्ट इज अनुकूलन संकल्प. वॉट एवर इज फेवरेबल टू कृष्ण, वॉट एवर कृष्ण लाइक्स एंड वॉट एवर इज फेवरेबल टू हिम, सो वी हैव टू एक्सेप्ट दैट इमीडिएटली, इमीडिएटली विदाउट एनी क्वेश्चन, विदाउट यूजिंग एनी हेड और इंटेलिजेंस. वॉट एवर कृष्ण लाइक्स वी हैव टू एक्सेप्ट दैट इमीडिएटली. एंड हाउ डू वी नो वॉट कृष्ण लाइक्स? शास्त्र, साधु एंड गुरु, दिस थ्री कैन टेल यू वॉट कृष्ण लाइक्स. चेत गुरु कैन, बट यू मे स्पेक्यूलेट इन दैट सेंस, बट शास्त्र, साधु एंड गुरु, दे कैन टेल यू वॉट कृष्ण लाइक्स रादर देन चेत गुरु. कृष्ण इज विद इन एज अ चेत गुरु, बट यू कैन टेक इट टू स्पेक्यूलेशन. सो अनुकूलन संकल्प, वॉट एवर इज फेवरेबल टू कृष्ण वी मस्ट एक्सेप्ट दैट इमीडिएटली विदाउट क्वेश्चन, विदाउट इंटेलिजेंस अप्लाइड, विदाउट अप्लाइड इंटेलिजेंस वी मस्ट एक्सेप्ट दैट. अनुकूलन संकल्प, प्रतिकूलन वर्जन. एंड वॉट एवर कृष्ण डज नॉट लाइक वी शुड रिजेक्ट इट इमीडिएटली, इमीडिएटली. इलिसिट सेक्स, गैम्बलिंग, मीट ईटिंग, इंटॉक्सिकेशन एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा. And that also, what Krishna don't like, you can learn that from Shastra, Sadhu and Guru. Sadhu, devotees. So, Anukulena Sankalpa, Pratikulena Varjana. So, these are two surrender. Each one is surrender. If you accept everything favorable to Krishna, it is surrender. If you reject everything to not favorable to Krishna, that is also surrender. अनुकूलन संकल्प प्रतिकूलन वर्जन. रक्षयति विश्वासो एंड कृष्णा विल प्रोटेक्ट मी अंडर ऑल सर्कमस्टांसिस, दैट स्ट्रांग फेथ विश्वास. रक्षयति विश्वास, स्ट्रांग फेथ दैट कृष्णा विल प्रोटेक्ट मी अंडर ऑल सर्कमस्टांसिस, लाइक प्रहलाद महाराज एंड सो मेनी डिवोटीज. Even Prabhupada, he protected. He was coming to massive heart attack. He was attacked in New York by one boy. But he was always, having in his mind, Krishna will protect me. Bowery and so many places. His stuff was stolen, manuscript, Bhagavad Gita. Rakshayatiti Vishwasu. Krishna will protect me. Under all circumstances. That strong determination, strong faith, Vishwash. Raksaititi Vishwashu. Goprutve Varnam Tatha. Goprutve meaning that he will provide me everything that I need to practice Krishna consciousness. He will. He will provide me. Goprutve. Yogakshemam Vahami Ham. That he will carry what, he will preserve what we have and he will supply what we don't have. Yogakshema. Groprutve varnam tatha. Anukulena sankalpa pratikulena varjanam. Raksa ititi vishwaso. Goprutve varnam tatha. Atmanikshepa. Surrendering everything that I have to Krishna. मानस देह गेहो यो किचु मोरे अर्पिलु तुया पदे नंद किशोर मार भी राख भी यो इच्छा तुहारे नित्य दास प्रति तुया अधिकार. वॉट एवर यू लाइक कृष्ण, यू कैन किल मी और यू कैन प्रोवाइड मी अंडर एनी सर्कमस्टांसिस. आई एम कंसाइनिंग एवरीथिंग दैट बिलोंग्स टू मी, मानस they gay, everything I am consigning unto you. So that is Atmaniksha, Atmanivedan, Atmanivedi Bhakta. Atmanivedi Bhaktakar meaning he dedicates everything for Krishna and Prabhupada, Guru. That is, Atmanirnirsi, we offer everything that we have to Krishna. Atmanikshepa Kalpanya. Kalpanya means utmost humility, humble than a grass, most tolerant than a tree, always giving respect to others, never expect any respect for oneself. This is humility, kalpanya, kalpanya dosho upahuta svabhava, kalpanya, humility. So these six are the surrender. Saranagati, six kind of saranagati. Anukulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjanam, raksaitite vishvaso, goprutve varanam tatha, atmanikshepa kalpanye, sadavidha saranagati. So this is how one can surrender to Krishna according to Krishna's desire, according to what Krishna desires. This is how one can surrender to Krishna. Brahma Jyoti, very easy to understand this, that Jeev, living entity spirit soul, is Krishna's part and parcel, meaning, what is that means? That he is Krishna's marginal energy. The living entity is Krishna's energy. Aparayam itam stanyam prakrati vidhim me param jiva bhuta mahabhao aedam dharayat jagat. That jiva, living entity, is Krishna's parasakti. Inferior energy of Krishna is bhumir abho nalo vayu khammano buddhir evacha ahankaram itiyam me bhinna prakratir astada. So this is inferior energy of Krishna. Sakti, potency of Krishna. Inferior, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, form, above. That is inferior energy. And superior energy is jiva bhuta mahabaho aedam dharayat jagat. So, jiva is superior energy. And Brahma Jyoti is Krishna's transcendental body's effulgence. The light emanating from Krishna's body, that is energy of Krishna, light, energy. So the living entity is also energy of Krishna, and the Brahma Jyoti is also emanating from Krishna, is energy. And so we can say that spirit soul is energy of Krishna, parasakti of Krishna, and that is emanating from Brahma Jyoti. So this is how we can understand that. Is that good explanation? Okay.
I mean, I think that many devotees have been confused in the sense that Brahma Jyoti is the destination for the Mayavadis.
Yes.
For the impersonalists.
Yes.
And so it's very hard for a devotee to accept that you come from that place where the Mayavadis are aspiring.
Right.
But the Brahma Jyoti, as we understand from Bhagavad Gita, yes, is coming from Krishna, and yes, is not superior to Krishna, but is the energy of Krishna.
Krishna,
so when
yes,
you understand it in that perspective, then I think it's very acceptable.
Yes. Yeah, it is ans, Krishna's ans. The spirit soul is part and parcel of Krishna. What that means is that it is energy of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs this to Sanatan Goswami, very first instruction, very first sloka. He says, Jivera Swarupo Hoy, Krishnera Nitya Das, Jiv Tathasta Sakti, Sakti, he is using word Sakti, Jiv is Sakti, energy. Jiv Tathasta Sakti, neutral energy, Ved Abed Prakash, Mahamaya Yogamaya, it is pendulum going one place to another, Tathasta Sakti. So Jiva, part and parcel of Krishna, means that it is the tathasta, neutral energy of Krishna. Not that you break this paper into different pieces, and then these pieces are part and parcel of this paper, and paper's existence is gone into these pieces. It's not like that. And that's why Lord Chaitanya says that jiv is energy, shakti. Jiv, tathasta, shakti, ved, abed, prakash. So, Brahma Jyoti is Krishna's shakti, jyoti, effulgence, and jivas are also shakti, coming from, like from Krishna, Brahma Jyoti, and from Brahma Jyoti, living entity. And Prabhuji explained very nicely on top. Srila Prabhupada, we covered that. And what is karma? Nacha tasman kshanam api jatu tistasya karma krit. Living entity cannot remain even for a second without doing anything. Karma krit, karma, without doing anything. So living entity is always doing some karma. Even in the sleep, the heart is pumping and lungs are pumping, and living entity is working through heart and lungs, even in the sleep. So, living entity has to work. So, karma, living entity cannot remain without doing anything. Has to do. So, when living entity does something, then those karmas are classified in three. That is good karma, bad karma, and absolute karma. Bad karma takes you to the hellish planet. Bad karma means illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, and so many others. So that is bad karma. So those bad karma takes you to hellish region, hellish planet. And good karma, punya karma, means pious activity, pious karma. So with pious karma, your destination can be heavenly planets. So heavenly planets, you, after your, what is karma? So, after your pious credit finish, you come back on the Mrityulok, on the earth planet again, and again start all over. So, Bhagavad Gita says, bhukta bhukta pralayati. Going, coming. Tetam bhuktva svarga lokam vishalam, chine punya mrityulokam vishanti, aitrai dharma anupapanna, gata gatam kama kama labante. This is heavenly planets. You go, come back, go, come back, and you get your sense gratification. And then you suffer because birth, death, old age, and disease is continuing. So that is pious activity. And then the vikarma, akarma hi bodhavyam, vikarma hi bodhavyam, karma bodhavyam, gahana karmana gati. The laws of karmas are very intricate, very subtle. So one has to know the karma. So, bad karma, pap karma, sinful karma, your destination is hellish region. And hell is at the bottom of this Brahman. Bottom is Brahman. Atal, vital, sutal, talatal, rasatal, Patal and Nark, hellish planet. That's where your destination. And then Punya Karma is Bhur, Prithvilok, Bhur, Bhuvaha, Rakshaslok, Bhuvaha, Bhur, Bhuvaha and Swaha, Swargalok. So you go Swargalok. Then Maharlok, Tapalok, Janalok and Satyalok, Brahmadlok. So that is topmost Swargalok. But when your pious credit finishes, then again you come back to the earth planet. This is good karma, bad karma. And Akarma is that activity by which you please Krishna. You serve Krishna. You please Krishna's devotees. You render devotional service. You chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra every day. This is akarma. Akarmaka meaning that you don't have pious or impious, sinful or pious, swarg or nark. No. But with devotional service, devotional activities, devotional karma, you go to Krishna, loka, moksha, golok Vrindavan, where Krishna resides. So where there is no kuntha, no anxiety, no any kind of distresses. And there you engage yourself, interact with Krishna in devotional way. And Krishna gives you love, you give him love, and that love increases. And that is desirable. That is called akarma. So this, whatever karma you do, karma, akarma, vikarma, they are called sanchit. Sorry, kriyaman karma. Kriyaman karma, meaning you are doing right now karma. Kriya, kriyaman karma. And this kriyaman karma goes into storage. And that storage is called sanchit karma. So they are stored. And then they come out. They come out one by one. Come out. And that is called prarabdha karma. So, like you have one silo, you put grains from top, and you keep filling silo. The silo is filled. And then when at the bottom, with the small gate, you bring that grains out. So first, whatever you put comes first, and then second and third, and that's how this karma is fructifying every second. And when they fructify, they come out, whether it is karma, akarma, vikarma, whatever. Akarma is a different story. They are, you know, they are spiritual. It's a devotion. So, whatever karma comes out, that is called prarabdha karma. Kriyamar, sanchit karma, and prarabdha karma. So, you can change kriyamar and sanchit by pure chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
You can change karma by even one holy Shuddha Naam can put an end to all your sinful reactions. So holy name is very potent. So, but prarabdha karma is very difficult. They take so much endeavor to null and void them. So these are karma. So that's why, listen to this carefully. Living entity, spirit soul, we are spirit soul. And a spirit soul has a minute independence. And because soul has minute independence, and that's why a soul is responsible for his own karma. Responsible. So, example, suppose a small child, you have 2 years old child, and you have a husband went to work, and child is dependent on you, no independence. Child has consigned, child is surrendered to you. Child has put her child's independence into you. You have a child's independence. So whatever child is going to do, you are liable. If suppose child does any mistake and breaks the bone, the husband will come home. Who was responsible for breaking bone? Child or wife? Why? Because child has no independence. The wife is in charge of it. So similarly, soul is independent. Independence is there. And that's why whatever soul does, that is soul is responsible for that. But if the soul is surrendered to Krishna, soul is surrendered to Guru, Krishna, Sadhu, Shastra, then because he is surrendered to Krishna, all this reaction to karmic reaction, Krishna absorbs that. Sarva dharman paritajya mamekam saranam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Why? Because he said, condition, saranam vraja, give up your independence and give your independence to me, then Krishna is liable. But if you are not surrendered to Krishna, then you are liable. So this is laws of karma. It's a very big subject matter actually. But this is in nutshell, laws of karma. So shall you reap. Whatever you do, it will come to you, etc. So here we finish our question and answer session, our subject. Any question at all? I don't want to hold everybody. Just nutshell, what is the importance of taking Brahman Diksha? So I'll say a few sentences. Srila Sanatana Goswami says, holy name, Hare Krishna mantra in itself is good enough for taking us back to home, back to Godhead. But in order to serve Krishna, in order to preach, these two function. In order to preach and in order to serve the deity from the Lord, a Brahman initiation is required. Otherwise, holy name is in itself potent to give us Krishna prema. But Brahman initiation is just for preaching and worshipping Lord. So it is also important, but not as important as Nam, Harinam Diksha. So we have to take holy name seriously, more seriously than Brahman Diksha. Of course, Gaudiya Vaishnava, other Vaishnava Sampradaya says that Krishna Mantra, Gopal Mantra is the only way to go back to home, back to Godhead. Or Kam Gayatri is the only way. These are all Gayatri Mantra, Brahman Diksha. You get this mantra, Kam Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal Gayatri. So you get all these mantras in a Brahman initiation. But holy name is in itself good enough for reawakening our pure love for Krishna. Any other question? Everybody in this assembly is a temple, Sunday feast, Bhakti Vriksh, everywhere, wherever there is Vaishnava gathering, ISKCON Vaishnava gathering, we must be on time. Leave aside everything. And gathering is more important than any other activity. Vaishnava association, very important. Every second Vaishnava association is the most important thing. Not sell to your question, I don't want to avoid you, I want to respect you as a Vaishnava. So there are six kind of Saranagati, and Rupa Goswami is explaining that, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also explaining in his book called Saranagati Songbook. This whole book is about this six Saranagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Anukulena Sankalpa, Pratikulena Varjana, Raksaitita Vishwasho, Gopritya Varnantita, Atmanikshita Kalpani, Sadavida Saranagati. Chetrakar, six kind of Saranagati. Whatever favorable to Krishna, you accept that immediately. Whatever is not favorable to Krishna, you reject that immediately. Anukulena Sankalpa, Pratikulena Varjana, Raksaitita Vishwasho, that Krishna will protect me under all circumstances. Allah, be protected through love. He will protect me in all circumstances. Raksaitita Vishwasho, Gopratva Varnam Tatha, that He will provide me. He will provide me roti, kapra, makan. He will provide me everything. He will provide me. Yoga kshema vahami. Kalpani. Anukulena sankalpatikuna vajan vahatsita vishwas. Gopratva Varnam Atma Nikshepa. That Atma Nikshepa. Atma Samarpan. Whatever we have and whatever our and ourself, everything consigned to Krishna, surrender to Krishna, Atma Nikshepa, Manasa Deha Devayipa. Atma Nikshepa Kalpani. Kalpani is at utmost humility, most humble. These six are the Saranagati to Krishna. So that is Sarva Dharman Parita Mam Ekam Mere Akele. Sarnam Vraja. Sarnam Vraja means these six things. Or one of these six things. Sarnam Vraja. Then Aham Tvam Sarnam. Moksha Ishaya. And that's all. Any other question? Yes? Smartha is in South India. And especially Smartha refers to the impersonal aspect of God. And they don't accept Krishna as a Supreme Personality of God. So they have made that differentiation. But we have no differentiation. Lord Chaitanya combined all this philosophy into one. Achinta Bhed Abhed Tattva. And in which He encompasses both. Bhed and Abhed. All philosophies are summarized in His philosophy. What is His philosophy? Natsal philosophy. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesa Tanaya Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kvachit Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Maham Iti Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Mata Tatra Adharana Param. So in other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu combined all these philosophies of India into one. And that is called Achinta Veda Abhed. It is one and different. Achinta. Some said monism, some said dual, and some said dvaitadvait, advait, dvait, dvaitadvait. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Achinta Ved and Ved. Dvaita Achinta, Dvaita Dvaita. Veda Ved. So this Smarta Brahmins, they decry the position of Krishna, Vishnu. So we have no problem with this, Shankar and Vishnu. Krishna is the origin of all, and it meets, that's why I said one sampradaya. And that is Krishna Sampradaya. So from Krishna everything is coming. Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, and all demigods, all incarnations, all Shaktis, energies, all planets, spiritual, material, everything is emanating from Krishna. It begins from Krishna. And that's why I said only one Sampradaya, and that is Krishna Sampradaya. And that finishes all differences. Any other question at all? No, rebelliousness depends on living entity's desire. Rebellious. My desire, don't want Krishna. Rebellious. No, there is no parabdha karma involved here. It is just his, like he said, misusing his independence. Independence and misusing is desiring power. I don't desire Krishna. I don't have nothing to do with Krishna. Rebellious. Desire and independence. Arsi, yeah. Yes. Well, her question is simple. The living entity has a desire to be rebellious to Krishna. I'm misusing my minute independence that I don't. Why he is the only God? Icha dvesha, icha. I say desire Ichchadvesha samuttena dvandamohena bharata. Sargeyanti parantapa. Ichcha and dvesh, desiring to rebel this. Dvesh means envy to Krishna. So that's why they are rebellious. Krishna says in Gita, Ichchadvesha samuttena, that they are envious of me and their ichcha is material ichcha. Any other question? Struggling. Devotee means pure devotee I am talking about. Pure devotee never struggles. He is transcendental. He is above these modes of material nature. Anxiety, distress, dukkha, sukha. Many times in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says this. Sukhe dukhe, samakita, labha, labhu, jaya, jayo. Come above. He says, which devotee is priya? He says, transcendental devotees is talking about. He is never in anxiety of any kind. And if anxiety is bothering him, then he hasn't come to that transcendental platform, pure transcendental platform. When Prabhupada came to Toronto, and we were all present there, and he had severe toothache. So nobody knew. Neither he went to dentist, neither he told anybody. He put lavang in it, and then he carry on his daily duties, and not that he lie down because I have so much. And this is one ache. There are so many other, you know, bodily, you know, aching and discomfort and everything. But he keeps going. Up to the last breath, he came to London for preaching, pushing. And from London he became so sick. He says, okay, now I will return to Vrindavan. But he pushed, even Vrindavan. He had only bones and skin and he says, I want to go Govardhan Parikrama. So what kind of suggestion is that? You have bones and skin, even if you touch, it's so much painful, isn't it? Skin and bone, if it is so, even if you touch body like this, very painful. And he's talking about bullock cart and going, you know, bullock cart is so, no spring, no bumper, no jumper, no. And he's, you know, no gravity or, what do you call it, shock absorbers, nothing. And bullock cart is trying to go 26 kilometers around. So much in a pain. So where is, what, how can we conceive this? So that is pure, the sukha dukha samakuta, labha labha, sitoshna sukha dukha su sama, sangha vivarjita, tulya ninda astatir mauni santusko, ena keena chit, bhakti manmi priyunare, man apman, honor, dishonor, cold, heat, Sitoshana sukha dukha sukha dukha man apman is equipoise. So until that level duality will remain. And duality means sukha dukha, thandi garmi. So we have to, that's why in last part of the Gita, 18th chapter, Krishna says, Brahma bhuta prasannatma, na sochati, na kaṃsati, anchoring lamentation. Sama sarvesu bhuteshu madha bhakti labhate param. So he is raising Arjuna to that level where he can kill his own grandfather, own guru, his cousin brother, and at that level he can do. But my father, my brother, my this. So we have to somehow or other come to that platform slowly and gradually. Not all of a sudden we will attain that. That is true. But we have to work towards food. Hare Krishna.